This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Rupert Murdoch and his son will appear before a parliamentary committee after their summons were delivered by hand by the sergeant-at-arms.
James Murdoch did offer an alternative date, but that was not until in August, and the committee did not feel that was sufficient.
That's MP John Whittingdale. The last time anyone was summoned to the House of Parliament was 1992. The question for Americans is, how universal is Murdoch's business philosophy? Are the same tactics used here that are alleged in Great Britain? All roads lead to Rupert. The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Friday, July 15th. John Hockenberry is out all this week, and we have breaking news this morning. Rebecca Brooks, Rupert Murdoch's most senior newspaper executive in Britain, has resigned. She's the biggest casualty so far in the still-growing phone hacking scandal. Joining us now is British Labour MP Paul Farrelly. And thank you for joining us, first of all. But I wonder if you can respond to a few different things. First, with the resignation this morning of Rebecca Brooks, does that mean she does not have to appear before your parliamentary select committee?
Not at all. The resignation of Rebecca Brooks is not a surprise. It was being rumoured yesterday. The only real surprise is it hasn't happened before, that she took responsibility for what was on her watch. It changes nothing as far as the select committee is concerned. We expect her to appear with Rupert Murdoch and James Murdoch next Tuesday.
I also wanted to see if you had a reaction to Rupert Murdoch's comments in the Wall Street Journal. He said some of the things that have been said in Parliament are total lies. Do you feel as though Rupert Murdoch is right in saying that he's being unfairly targeted as a villain in the Parliament?
I think charges of unfairness are quite ironic, given the scandal that's surrounding News of the World, his first UK publication, which has now been closed. Next Tuesday, Rupert Murdoch, as head of News Corporation, will have the perfect opportunity to say what he likes, underprivileged, in the House of Commons. What we mostly want to get to the bottom of, as well as all the wrongdoing, is why a succession of figures, by his son James Murdoch's own admission, seem to have come to before our select committee, your equivalent of a congressional committee, and not told them.
What about the warning or Rupert Murdoch's concern that what happens, what may be said in Parliament, will influence or prejudice the police in their investigation? Is that a concern for you as well?
There's no concern about anything said in Parliament. If it's based on evidence prejudicing any police or judicial inquiry, many of the questions that we will be asking are certainly not sub judice in any respect. If News Corporation has the evidence of wrongdoing which it's presented to the police, as it seems, that can be stood up in a court of law and in front of a judicial inquiry, and they are perfectly free to tell us what's in that evidence.
You know, here in the United States, when committees have hearings and call people before them, it creates a great deal of press, but it doesn't end up in a lot of action. Do you think that this parliamentary committee hearing and what results will actually result in some kind of policy changes in reference to the press?
We've been pursuing phone hacking now and the behavior of the News of the World in this for 4 years. The summons is the culmination of that inquiry. We've been tenacious and have played a full role in exposing this affair, and we will now have, in the autumn, a judicial inquiry into cross-media ownership, into what went on, and also into regulation of the press in the United Kingdom. So I think there will be far-reaching changes from these events.
That's Labour MP Paul Farrelly. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's take a quick look at the markets here. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are up. The Dow will start at 12,437. The S&P at 1,308. and the Nasdaq will open at 22.25. Here's what happened while you were asleep. Harry Potter fans packed last night's midnight premieres. Later this hour, we're going to find out how good the film was with our Movie Date podcast team, Rafer Guzman and Krista Meinzer. Also, again, Rebecca Brooks, former editor at News of the World, has resigned from Murdoch's News International. A discussion of Brooks' resignation and all the other probes going through both Congress and the FBI here in the U.S. coming up in a moment.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.